May 3rd, 2020. This is the first Sunday in May. I invite you to join me as we read our scripture for this week in John 10, verses 1 through 21. John writes, "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Because they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. For I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, "He is a demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of a blind?" My message this week I have titled, "Watchmen." In order to have a better understanding of our scripture, we have to read from John 9, verses 40 and 41, where we read, "Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, 'What, are we blind too?' And Jesus said, 'If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim to see, your guilt remains.'" Well, in our text, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and he's explaining to them their unworthiness, their sinful state, and their need for forgiveness. In order to help them overcome their blindness, he uses a metaphor of the sheepfold, which they should have been able to relate to. So all of you can understand better. In Jesus' day, a sheepfold was a walled enclosure made of stones, and several flocks of sheep were kept in the sheepfold. And when a legitimate shepherd came to get his flock, the doorkeeper or watchman of the fold would let the shepherd pass into the fold. The shepherd would call the sheep, and the sheep, who knew his voice, would come to him, and he would lead his flock out to pasture. And when they were away from the sheepfold, the shepherd would stay out all night with his flocks, finding some kind of shelter in the pastured area. And he himself would act as the door so that no wild animal could get by him. Well, obviously, as verse 6 tells us, they didn't make the connection. They probably thought of themselves as the shepherds or watchmen, not thieves and robbers. A watchman's job, as we find in the Old Testament, was by definition one who guards a city or headquarters of an army. We find that in 1 Samuel 14, 16 or 2 Samuel 18:24 through 27. But such watchmen were set on a city wall or hilltops, according to Jeremiah 31:6. God's prophets and preachers should also be watchmen to warn his people, we're told in Isaiah 21:6. Well, in Jesus' metaphor, a watchman's job was to not only recognize the shepherds and to let them into the sheepfold, but also to guard the sheep. I remember when I was a boy, I had an opportunity to help a farmer who lived up the road with his sheep. And every spring, he would take them to pasture and leave his dog as the watchman. Well, heaven help you if you tried to enter the pasture and that dog didn't know you, or if some animal would try to harm the sheep. He would gladly lay down his life to save the sheep. Then again, as a young man, when I joined the Navy and they taught me how to stand watch, to be a watchman, often as I stood watch, I would think about that farmer's dog, the dangers, and then the emotional baggage and the fear that came with the job of being a watchman. And even today, as a believer and as a pastor, I'm still learning how to become a watchman. Knowing my unworthiness and need for, and having confidence in God's grace in performing the tasks that he has given to me. Then in verses 7 through 13, Jesus tells them that they are not shepherds or even the watchmen. They are but hired hands. They were not watchmen, but watchers. And this kind of reminded me of a story I found while I'm preparing for today's message. A little boy was asked what his father did by an older man. And the boy answered, "He watches." "You mean he is a night watchman?" "Oh, no," the little boy exclaimed. "He just watches." "Well, what does he watch?" the old man asked. "Well, I don't know if I can tell you everything, but I can name a few things," the little boy said. "Well, tell me," the curious man replied. "He watches TV. He watches mom do the housework, and he watches for the mailman. He watches the weather, and he watches the computer, and I think he watches girls, too," and he said with an impish grin on his face. "Well, he watches the stock market and football games. He watches mom spank us, and he watches us do our homework. He watches us leave to go to church and shopping, and he watches mom write letters and me play with my dog. Well, he watches mom pay bills, but mainly, he just watches." Well, you know, the Pharisees, like many of us, think we are watchmen, but more than often, we're just watchers. There are many who idly sit and watch life pass by them. They live lives for which there is no meaning, no significance, no purpose. If this is a characteristic of your life, well, the Apostle Paul offers a challenge. He says to fight the good fight, to finish the race, and to keep the faith. So as Christians, God wants us to become watchmen. Like the prophets of old, we know what is to come, for God has given it to us in his word. We know that one day Christ will return, and there will be a judgment day, and all those who believe will return with God and be with him forever. We are to become watchmen, not watchers. So be vigilant. Be on guard. Take care to avoid surrounding enemies and the dangers. We are to watch against the veiled suggestions of Satan and the allurements of the world, the deceitfulness of our hearts, and indeed against everything that would prove contrary to God's will and to the church's best interests. That's his sheep, you know. We are to exercise the duty at all times and all places and under all circumstances. 1 Corinthians 16:13, Paul writes, "Be on your guard, stand firm in faith, be men of courage, and be strong." To stand watch, it's also to wait and to expect. So we are, first of all, to watch, wait, and expect God's guidance. Secondly, we're to watch, wait, and then expect the fulfillment of the prophecies. Third, we are to watch and wait, then expect God's time for our deliverance from troubles. David wrote about that in Psalms 130, 1 through 8. And fourth, we're supposed to watch unto prayer. Paul writes to us in Ephesians 6:18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, always keeping on praying for all the saints, for all the believers, he means. And finally, we're to watch and to wait and expect Christ's return. In Mark 13:36-37, Jesus said, if he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. So in conclusion, I say to you, decide today to become a watchman for Christ. And go out knowing that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with you forever and ever. Amen. In his service, this is Pastor Joe.